Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Sandy and Sherry.
And good morning. I'm Sherry Hera with Sandy Mosier in studio today. We also have Kelly Cook from Plants for All Seasons. And we are here to answer all your lawn and garden questions. Give us a call, 281-833-3333. No matter what it is, like, you don't be scared to call.
Yeah.
We are very friendly people.
Right. If they answer my questions, they will definitely answer yours.
I always tell people, like, just give us a call. And they're like, oh, I'm too scared to call.
Oh.
Yeah, don't be scared.
We had a date for eight the other night with a church group, and it was our last one. And one of the folks there said, you weren't on the show last weekend. I said, no, but Sherry had it all under control without me there. And he said, I listen every, or I'm a fan or something. And I said, no, you're not. Not until you call us. So I'm waiting
for
my friend, and I won't mention his name, that he has to call us before I will officially say that you are a fan. So
okay.
Look, well, Sherry, you've got a line.
I know, we got a line of everybody wants to talk to Kelly. So we have Kenan on the phone. Kenna, what do you have for Kelly today?
Good morning, ladies. I have two questions. One, I have, a 2-year-old trumpet plant that's in a container.
Uh-huh.
We potted it last year, went up to the next size. It bloomed the spring. I have two of them, and I have no leaves on the stalk, but maybe 5 leaves at the tip, and that's it.
Okay, so you may need to jump up pot sizes again. I also used to have a beautiful angel trumpet in a pot, and I fed it with the Nelson's Color Star all the time, pretty heavy-handedly, and it loved it. And I got a ton of blooms and a ton of foliage. Mm. That thing was like 6 foot across and like 8 foot tall. It was gorgeous. If you have a spot in the ground, they actually do well. There are some winters where it can be a little rough on them, but they usually do come back. So,
okay.
So.
All right. What direction do you face yours?
Mine was facing south.
Okay, so I had mine at morning sun, and that's where I had the bloom. Now I put it at south, and it's just unhappy.
Yeah, and you may need to increase the water on it. Being such a big leaf plant like that in a container, mm-hmm. in a more sunny exposure, it just may be a little stressed out as well.
Yeah, with this heat, I'm watering every day like everybody else.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Can't wait for those water bills to roll in.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I'm sorry to interrupt. The last question, what is the right way to water your yard?
Sherry.
Okay. So do you have a sprinkler system?
No, ma'am.
Okay. So you're going to be pulling the hose around.
That's me.
Get a good, I like an oscillating sprinkler if I'm pulling it, and then get your spray pattern, just right so you don't have a lot of overlap.
Okay.
But make sure it's not just spraying the driveway or the street. And you're going to do it. You're going to use your sprinkler until you start to see runoff. Okay. So that could be 5 minutes. That could be 30 minutes. So do it until you start to see runoff and then go move it to the next spot. If it was only 5 minutes before you saw runoff, after you finish a whole cycle, go back and repeat it until you see runoff again. We want to try to get the water to go down instead of off, like sheeting off the ground.
Okay.
So you want to go as deep as you can before runoff happens and then move. If you can water for 30 minutes in one spot without runoff, then you're good. That 30 minutes is fine. Then go move it to the next spot.
Nice. Okay.
Okay.
So the oscillating one is it's lower to the ground then, because I have the one that goes up in the air, so it probably evaporates too much.
It probably does. Now, and then this is my take on water too. Water as early as you can in the morning. Okay. If you can't, then water in the evening. Now, if you come home from work or in the middle of the day and you see signs of drought, don't wait. Don't make it wait till the next day.
Oh, yeah.
Get out and give it a drink. Give it a hydration, because you don't want to wait till the next day to drink water. So when you see the signs of stress, go out and water, even if some's going to evaporate, because you'd rather hydrate it now. Okay.
Great.
I got it. Thank you so much.
Awesome, Ken. Thanks for the call. We're going to slip out for a quick break. We have a full board of calls. We'll get to Sean, Anthony, and Joe when we get back.
Alleviate stress by enjoying the outdoors as much as possible during these summer mornings and evenings when you offer Mother Nature the goodness she richly deserves during these hot summer months. Be kind to all that's growing by bathing them in MicroLife's all-organic fertilizers and supplements packed with nutritional solutions and biological support. MicroLifeFertilizer.com. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people.
Native plants thrive in Texas heat with less water. Previously, they were hard to find near Conroe or the Woodlands. Till now. Select from hundreds of native plants and summer veggies at Nature's Way Resources Garden Center. Bring your dog, kids, and shop over 2 acres of flowers, vegetables, and plants. Nature's Way experts help you pick the right plants, organic soils, and supplements for success. Nature's Way Resources Garden Center, 45 North at FM 1488, naturesway resources.com.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
And we're back, and we're going to talk about one of my favorite companies to deal with, Landscaper's Pride. It is that time of year again, Texas. Summer gardens need your help to keep their roots growing and healthy through the heat. So important to apply mulch. In this extreme heat, it keeps your water where it needs to be. It keeps your good soil in place. And Landscaper's Pride has some of the best mulches around. They are truly crafting soils. They're not just recycling some trash.
Yeah.
And my favorite mulch from them is Black Velvet. It's just aged to be dark. It's got that rich, dark chocolate color without being dyed. So it's not going to hurt your soils. So they'll help retain moisture. They'll help with weed control, erosion control. And they improve your curb appeal. When
you
have a nice, freshly mulched bed, it just looks like the bedspread on the bed. It's all neat and pretty, right?
And that Black Velvet, you can feel it. You can feel the health in it.
It feels velvety and it smells amazing.
Right.
So get out, get your Landscaper's Pride Black Velvet mulch or your favorite Landscaper's Pride soils this weekend.
Yes.
And 4th of July weekend, right?
Yeah.
Get out and get the work done so you can enjoy your barbecue. For more information about Landscaper's Pride and where to find them, you can go to homeshowgardenpros.com.
Wonderful. Well, I love Landscaper's Pride. I mean, and they've got like 27 bag products to choose from, which is amazing.
And aggregates. Yeah, there are all kinds of good
and
stuff.
And all of our Home Show Garden Pros carry them, and they can help you decide what you need.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. We have, are we going to Sean or are we going to Anita?
I think we're going to Anita. It says Anita. She's got something to share with us. Okay. Anita from Nelson Nursing Water Gardens. Anita, good morning. How are you?
Really good. A lot of energy on the show today. It's a joy to listen to.
Oh, thanks. So you have something special going on this weekend or tonight.
Yes, I'm going to be hanging out with you tonight, Sandy.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
At Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens, we're having our annual ding-dang sale, and this is, I think, the 26th one we've done. And it all just started out with Rolf saying, seeing a dinged pot or a dinged piece of anything and saying, dang it. So he made up this ding-dang sale thing. I don't know who says dang anymore, but... Rolf
does.
Yes.
So it's a great evening for bargain hunting. We'll have dinged pots, overstocked pots. We'll have gently used pumps, instantly used other items. We'll have what I call orphan items, which is if you've ever been to a party and there's that one shrimp left on the party tray and nobody will take it. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Kelly calls it the single and ready to mingle area.
Oh, that's a good one. So we mark those down. And so we have people lining up at the door. It starts at 6:30, and they're lined up, and we open it up, and they rush back to the area where everything's marked down. And Then afterwards, we'll have live music and food. And so you can sit down and enjoy the evening and enjoy what a pond looks like at nighttime, which is a completely different thing with mm-hmm. the lighting and all that. It's really cool.
Very nice. Nice.
Awesome.
So everyone's welcome to come, and I'll be there, and Sandy will be there.
Yeah. Charlie and I are coming out. We love the event. We love to wander yeah. around your place, you know, uh-huh. and the evening is so lovely. So live music, food, and 50% uh-huh. off on a lot of your items.
And maybe even more. It just depends.
Yeah. Yeah. So go yeah. out to Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens on I-10 and Fort Bend Katy Road. And it starts tonight at 6:30. I'd get there a few minutes early because once they open the gates, it's time to roll.
And let me tell you, they roll.
Yes, they do. Yes. It'll be a great event. I can't wait to see you guys. And it's Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens tonight is their ding dang sale.
Thank you. And back to listening to Kelly and Sherry on Home Show Garden Pros.
Thanks, Anita.
Thank you.
And, oh, we're going to slip out for a quick break, and then we'll be right back with Anthony.
Your beautiful yard starts here at Sienna Mulch. Hi, I'm Ashley from Sienna Mulch. We're a family-owned green recycler and manufacture our own premium hardwood mulch. Come find the varieties of mulch, compost, soil, sand, gravel, and stone that add more beautiful to your yard. No truck? No problem. We deliver. While here, grab your favorite fertilizers, plant food, and landscaping tools. Everything to give your yard a beautiful start. Visit Sienna Mulch off 521 in Rose Sharon. Online at siennamulch.com.
Experience the power and precision of luxury kitchen appliances from Baths of America. Elevate your kitchen with high-end appliances from brands like Thermador, Gaggenau, and Bosch. The appliance pros at Baths of America will pair you with the perfect appliances for your taste and budget. Browse their wide range of therapeutic bathtubs, spa-like showers, and stress-relieving saunas. Visit their luxury plumbing, appliance, and hardware showroom in the Galleria area. Visit bathsofamerica.com.
We're all about tomato love. Want to grow them in the fall? Start your seeds now. Your Home Show Garden Pros are packed with growing kits and tasty tomato seeds. Right now, we're sprouting advice here on the Home Show Garden Pros.
And we're back with Home Show Garden Pros. I'm Sherry Harrow with Sandy Moser, and we have Kelly Cook from Plants for All Seasons. All the brains in the room right now.
Well, I'm not the brains. Sometimes I'm the truck driver, really. Oh. But
Kelly has the mouth of a truck. No, I do.
That's actually true.
We
Sorry.
Talked about that. We were like, okay, we're going to be on the radio.
Y'all got to have that beep ready.
Filter.
Beep, beep, beep. Yep. Or bleep, whatever
Bleeps
it is.
Bleeps or beeps.
But right now we have Anthony on the phone. Anthony, good morning. What do you have for Kelly?
Good morning. I had a question about any kind of organic product you can kind of guide me to that will kill weeds in a shrub bed. I have, you know, got a problem with the weeds in my bed where my hedges are, mm-hmm. and I wanted to see if that was organic product I can use that wouldn't hurt my hedges.
There are a couple of products. One of them would be a high percentage, like horticultural rate.
20 to 30%
horticultural vinegar, which you could spray on the weeds. You still don't want to get it on your plants in there. So I always suggest getting like a poster board or piece of cardboard or something to make a little shield and spray the weed so that it'll you don't want to get it on your plants. You never want to get weed killers on your plants if you can avoid it.
What is it called? Horticultural?
Vinegar, like what you mm-hmm. make pickles with. But it's a super strong rate of it. The little grocery store is only like 5%, but the horticultural one is 20 to 30%. Mm-hmm. So it's much stronger.
Wow.
Okay. And will kill the weeds.
Is it the type of killing process that goes through, this? I don't know what they call it, when it goes through the weed itself, you know. I mean, when it's soaked up through the weed,
it'll kill to the root. It just may sometimes take a few more sprayings than just once. Mm-hmm. So, Sherry, you have anything?
Yeah, it'll be just like using, let's say, a Roundup product, but it's safe to use.
It's organic.
And just spray it on what you want to kill. Some weeds you'll take two or three sprayings to really knock it back. Like nutsedge, for instance. If you use vinegar on nutsedge, it'll work, but you're going to have to do it a few times. Or even dollarweed, your more waxy weeds, you'll have to spray a few times.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Adam. Have a great weekend. Have a safe weekend. And it's the 4th of July weekend.
It is. Tuesday is 4th of July.
I know. That's kind of weird.
We were backing out this morning to come here, and I was like, I can smell the smokers.
Oh, yeah. Her neighborhood smelled like barbecue.
My car smelled like smoked wood. Like somebody was barbecuing right
around. There's going to be some good briskets out there.
Yes. Wow. Yes.
That's fun.
And that leads me to something. Yeah. You know, you're going to be outside cooking. Right. Mosquitoes.
Oh. Okay.
Now, I haven't noticed them.
They haven't
been
as bad the past couple of weeks.
But you know, you always have that one friend that comes over that's just like a mosquito magnet.
Right. Just a bug magnet.
Right. Yeah.
The flies are going to get on them, everything.
Yeah.
Why?
Right. I know. It's like something in their pheromones.
But invite them over because then they don't get on anybody else.
Right.
That is that. Sandy.
There we go.
That's a great thing. Plan.
Everybody needs one of those friends.
Yes. Yes. Who's my mosquito friend I need to add to
the list? I know who Sherry's is.
Yes. Yeah. And I'll be hanging out with her this week.
Yep.
So I like to use granular cedar and cedar oils.
Really?
And I find that, you know, you put the cedar out and it's got that nice aromatic smell. You know, it smells like a cedar closet, right? So it's not repulsive. It's not chemical
smell. No, yeah. It's
nice. And then I get out with the cedar oil and I even spray my cedar fence.
Nice.
Spray your landscape. And it's like cedar to an insect, it kind of smells like ammonia smells to us.
Can you get that on the plants?
You can get it on the plants. Just don't do it in the heat of the day because it is an oil. Uh-huh. But it does better like if you spray it up under your shrubs.
Because that's
because that like pushes them
to
your neighbor's house.
How much
just
dupes?
Away from us.
And where do you get cedar oil?
Well, most of your Home Show Garden Pros should sell it.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I know Kelly has it at Plants for All Seasons.
I sure do.
Okay.
I've just never tried it. I'm glad you've tried it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But mosquitoes don't get me, so I'm not that.
Well, they don't get me, but I hate when you have people over and they're just constantly swatting. It's like, it's
or
not
complaining.
Enjoyable.
Yeah. It's like, I want you here because you're attracting the mosquitoes, but I don't want your complaining.
Right. Yeah. So you can put the granules out. And then
what
go
do you mean
and
granules?
It's granular. It looks like little ground up,
not sawdust.
Yeah.
A little thicker.
Okay. But you could put, you know, where on your patio where you hang out, you can top dress your pots with it. So it'll kind of keep that aromatic.
I am learning so much from you two this
week. It's like
morning.
Having a sachet in your drawer, right?
Oh, a sachet.
It's like a sachet.
Word.
Make some mosquito sachets.
For the garden. A sachet for the garden.
Yes.
I love it. Okay, well, that's added to my list for this weekend
there
because
you go.
I definitely have got an area. It's interesting because they're right off the patio, it's fine, but I go to this one corner, and I'm wondering if it's a little more moist.
Moist and shady.
Yeah, and it's also where Mr. Armadillo has been hanging out.
Yeah.
Oh,
well, it's nice, cool soil.
Yeah,
he's trying to
cool
off.
I guess. So, cedar. I love it. Thank you for the idea.
You got it.
That's a good one.
I'm full of them.
All right.
I think we're going to slip out for a break real quick. Listen to our sponsors, and then we will be back.
Sunny today, monsoon rain tomorrow. Freezing one day, 100 degrees the next. Welcome to Houston, where wild weather is part of our everyday life. Makes enjoying outdoors difficult. Until now, Houston Shade Pro extends your living area with the world's smartest motorized screens. Enjoy touch-of-a-button protection from sun, rain, dust, and bugs. Plus, get more privacy. HoustonShadePro.com takes the wild out of our weather and extends your outdoor living area. Take control now. Visit HoustonShadePro.com.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
And we're back here at Home Show Garden Pros. I'm Sherry Hara, and we are ready to answer all your lawn and garden questions. Give us a call, 281-833-3333. Did you know your plants are hungry? They're very hungry.
Yes.
They just can't tell you. Well, I mean, they can't tell the average person, but I can look at a plant and go, you're hungry. I don't think people feed their plants enough. Mm. But when we have amazing products like Nelson's Plant Food, we should get out and feed. They're a local Texas company. Dean and Julie Nelson started this right out of college. They live in Belleville. They have an amazing business set up. They've got great employees, but it's just a great all-around company. But they have a whole line of species-specific plant foods. And what that means is if you have a citrus tree, you need a citrus food. If you have a rose, you need a rose food. All these plants have macro and micronutrients that are very important to their health and overall success in the garden. Also, they have a whole line of Turf Star products. And Turf Star products are the lawn foods, real high-quality nitrogen sources that you can use really any time of the year. My favorite that I put out in the springtime is the Bruce's Brew. And then in the next few weeks, we'll be using the Slow and Easy. And what that is a slow release nitrogen source that gives you a nice, easy, gradual green so you're not having to get out and mow twice a week. Yeah, they're really great products. And then they do have their organic feather-like product as well. So if you'd like to grow like a pro, apply your Nelson's plant food. Feed your plants. They're hungry. For more information, you can go to nelsonsplantfood.com or homeshowgardenpros.com.
And we love Nelson's. You know, we did a video with them a few weeks ago, and I brought in some of my products off of my little garden shelf. And the guys in the office were kind of teasing me because, as you said, the species-specific, did I say that correctly?
Yes.
I've got them all.
Yes.
And they're small containers. So it's not as though you've got these humongous containers taking up room.
Right.
But I use them.
And they look pretty on your shelf.
They do. They're very cute.
Yeah. But and, you know, most of the Home Show Garden Pros refill those containers.
Oh, that's a great
reminder.
So
you're saving a container. Yeah. You're getting a discounted price for a refill, which is awesome. And you can always have your, you know, your favorite food handy.
So, you know, on your list this weekend for shopping at one of our Home Show Garden Pros, put on the Nelson Plant Foods, because I'm sure there's one of your plants that needs something. Or in general, I know, Kelly, you brought up the Color Star.
Yeah.
It's a great generic to have on your shelf.
I mean, you can feed anything.
Yeah. You need to have, you know, there's certain things that I have on my garden shelf that I've learned from all of you, the Home Show Garden Pros.
And I see, I always see you know, landscape crews that are doing like the esplanades or the shopping centers, they're always using Color Star.
Right. You can tell.
You can tell.
It's blue.
It's blue. Yeah. You see the blue granules.
Right.
Yes.
Well, they started out in professional, doing selling to professional landscapers.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's great. We love Nelson Plant Foods. And we have got Bill on the line. Good morning, Bill.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. What you got for Kelly?
Let me turn my radio off.
Okay.
Hey, the question I have, first off, let me tell you, I enjoy y'all's show.
Thank you.
And, it's great. And, but we have, we planted like 15 Leland cypress trees, and they were in the 35 gallon boxes, you know, the container. And like 13 of them look really good, but two of them, have a lot of brown all over them, and they were in kind of a low-lying area where water kind of stood where they were, and since then I've cut a swale to pull the water away from them with my tractor. We live out in the country, and I just wonder if there's anything that we can do for those that have been in so much water.
Yeah, the only thing you could really do at this point would be a root stimulator to help ease the stress that those roots have endured from being too wet. And that is one thing that that plant really does not enjoy, as you've seen. You can trim out some of the brown of that, and you could do a little bit of a tree and shrub food, basic kind of fertilizer on it as well to encourage new growth to come out. But I would start off with the root stimulator and just get that stress taken care of that they've had to deal with.
Yeah.
Where do you get the root stimulator?
Any of your Home Show Garden Pros will have some version of a root stimulator.
There's part of town are you in?
We're in Waller.
Oh, Waller? Okay. So you're not too far. Yeah, you're not too far from Plants for All Seasons. So you could get the Super Seaweed by MicroLife as your root stimulator and just drench the roots, mix up a few gallons of it and pour it around the base of the plants. And that'll stimulate some root growth. And like Kelly said, you could follow it up with a tree and shrub food once you feel like the stress has kind of subsided a little bit and push some growth. So like Nelson's tree and shrub food would be good, or the MicroLife Ultimate would be good.
Okay. And then something you just pour on top of the ground around the base of the tree?
Correct. Yes.
Okay. Do you mix it with water?
You do mix it with water and then pour it
around the roots. The super seaweed you mix with water. The granules you'll just put on the top after you've kind of addressed the stress issue.
Okay. Because it's probably 80% brown and 20% green.
Oh, that's rough. That's going to be hard to make that come back. I guess try our suggestions and see if you get anywhere. If not, fall will be a great time to start over.
Yeah.
And then you can fix your area and raise it up, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, raise it up. Okay. That's a great point. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Well, thank you very much.
Good luck. Okay, thank you. Bill.
Thanks, Bill. You know, that reminds me, I've got some newish, they were planted in the spring, mm-hmm. Magnolia Gems. And I just looked out my kitchen window yesterday and I noticed the top of two of them have got some really heavy brown.
On, and they're staying on?
Yeah, they're not falling off yet.
Okay.
So, I mean, it still looks green, and I have been watering and I have been feeding, but maybe some super seaweed or
root stimulate.
Root stimulate.
Okay. Yep. Get those good hormones to that root system.
Yeah.
Okay. That's on my list. Cedar.
Yeah, especially on newly planted things. You really want to get those roots going. And we go into a real stressful time on a newly planted thing, and it goes into survival mode. And it's kind of like a second dormancy.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, I can't pull water all the way up to the top because I don't have the roots.
Okay.
So that's why the top of it's browning, because that's the furthest spot from the roots, basically.
Exactly. Yeah.
So it's like it needs some help.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm giving it help and I'm loving on it as much as I can. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. And Miss Sherry, we have got a long list of questions from people also. Now, folks can call in at 281-833-3333. Mm-hmm. But when we return, we can touch on a few of the questions if you want to.
Absolutely.
After this. We'll return after this.
Bring enchantment to your garden. Whether you're an expert or a novice, Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Garden's talented staff helps you bring magic to your garden. No matter what the season, find seeds and trees, herbs and veggies, annuals and perennials, succulents and cacti, bulbs and even shrubs. Everything needed to give your garden enchantment. Bring the family. Experience all that's growing and waiting for you at Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens. Enchanted Forest on FM 2759 and Enchanted Gardens on FM 359 in Richmond.
You know, I love hearing chimney swift birds sing until they took over my chimney, chirping 24/7, plus the mess and the smell. Did you know chimney swift birds are a protected species? I called Lord's Chimney and they inspected and sealed our chimney with a mess-free service guarantee. Thanks to Lord's Chimney, I'm safe from leaks, chimney critters, and can enjoy the birds singing again outside. Keep swifts, raccoons, and other critters out of your home by calling Lord's Chimney, 281-724-3400.
It's not too late. Look over your summer vegetables, peppers, okra, eggplant, just to name a few. Any grown nice and big in the little 4-inch pot? Loosen the roots, soak them in a root stimulator, then plant. Now back to stimulating information with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Hey, this is Isaac with Spring Gardens Nursery, and we're getting ready to beat the heat this summer. We need to put down soil amendments that will help retain the moisture. We need to adjust our irrigation controllers. We've got great plants that will help beat the heat. We've got agaves, we've got yuccas, we've got succulents, we've got sedums. Come in and see us. We've got some great products to help you guys beat the heat. We've got compost, soil amendments. We've got in bulk and bags, specials on annuals, perennials, trees, shrubs, palm trees. Here at Spring Gardens, it's another day in paradise. Follow us at springgardennursery.com, our website, and also on Instagram and Facebook. Spring Gardens Nursery, we're located at 24201 Gosling Road, Spring, Texas, right behind Klein Oak High School. And now back to the Home Show Garden Pros. Come on out and see us.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. I'm Sandy. I'm here with my co-host, Miss Sherry Hara. I love having her next to me doing this show together. It's wonderful. She is so full of knowledge and just guides us through the way. And we have got Kelly, who is here from Plants for All Seasons. She is our Home Show Garden Pro expert this morning, taking your calls and questions. And I love it because then Sherry can pop in and answer questions. And it is just a great dynamic we have. Mm-hmm. And
we could do this every week.
Actually, we do.
We do.
But the only person that switches out is Kelly. Yeah, so our right. Home Show Garden Pros rotate through, and you'll hear from Kelly in a few more weeks again. But next week, we've got Isaac from Spring Gardens Nursery coming. Mm-hmm. And you've heard from Anita from Nelson Nursery and Water Garden. She sits here in the studio. Nature's Way Resources and Garden Center, Enchanted Forest. So the whole group of them rotate through, but Sherry and I are going to be co-hosting
the, constant, yeah.
the constants. Mm-hmm. And it's super, it's a great dynamic. It's a wonderful idea. So Sherry, we get all of these questions during the week. Mm-hmm. And there's some simple ones and there's some that are a little more complicated, but okay. This is a good one. Is it too late to plant salvias?
Well, Kelly, you go.
No, it's the perfect time to plant salvias. Okay. They're your heat lovers.
Yes.
So there's so many different kinds. There's some annual varieties, perennial varieties. Some get large, like mm-hmm. 4 foot plus. Some are tiny, like only a foot tall, but it's a totally fine time to plant them.
Yeah.
With the expectation that you might have to water. Sprinkler systems might not be enough when it's 100 degrees.
Correct. A little hand watering goes a long way this time of year when we're not having regular rainfall.
Yeah.
But yeah, the water's magic, y'all. Yeah. You might want to try it.
For humans, plants, well, and animals.
Every day people walk in the nursery. How are y'all keeping this stuff going? I'm like, water. It's water. Magic.
Yeah. Yes. And at the nursery in those little pots raised up on a table.
It's an intense variety. You water
2 to 3 times a day.
Yes.
Sometimes. And then you come in the next day and you're like, oh my gosh, I got to water again.
Yes.
So plant it in the ground, it'll be a little bit easier, but you still have to visually monitor and water it every day for at least probably the first week to 2 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you can back off.
So yes, you can plant salvias.
Perfect.
You can plant lots of things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can plant year round here.
Yes.
You just have to adjust. Right. Yes. What you do.
So many people, this is an everyday occurrence in the nursery, mm-hmm. will come in and say, I want to redo my landscape. And I'm mm-hmm. like, are you going out of town? Yes, I'm going out of town for 2 weeks. I'm like, let's do this when you get back because
yes.
you yeah. won't be there to monitor
it. And they always say, but I have a sprinkler system.
And it's, mm-hmm. systems are not perfect.
No.
Systems need to be monitored.
Guess what Kelly doesn't have?
I don't
She
have
doesn't
a
have a sprinkler system.
Yeah. Well,
no. I'm a hose dragger.
Yeah.
And
her yard is amazing.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
So that's important to know. You don't have to have a sprinkler system.
No.
And sometimes you get lazy if you have one.
A lot of people do.
And rely on it. Yeah.
And they just don't look.
It's like I always equate it to the treadmill that I had that basically.
I can't wait for
But
this.
I have a treadmill. Yeah. But I don't use it.
That's a clothes holder. What are you talking about?
Clothes holder.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
A catch all. So if you have a sprinkler system,
don't
but you're not using it right.
Yeah.
You know, just because the timer comes on doesn't mean it's being done right.
It could be windy.
It could be in the middle of the day. It's running off. You've got to be in control of it.
And like
put
I've
your
learned,
eyes on it.
Put your eyes on it. And what I've learned is I really have to supplement.
Yeah.
Because there's no way I'm going to add certain heads. I mean, that's a cost prohibitive.
Yeah.
So I'm going to.
And
I'm
a newly planted thing needs so much more water that you would be way overwatering the rest of your yard if you just turned your sprinklers on.
Right.
So. Correct.
So planting new, make sure you get them watered mm-hmm. pretty frequently.
Yes.
And now you mentioned real quickly about the pots. I learned from you guys, and it totally makes sense. Mm-hmm. Okay, when you're putting something in a pot, you really do have to monitor it a little bit more.
You do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some
people
water
tell us,
through.
Yeah, things don't grow on the ground here. I'm going to do all pots. And I'm thinking, that's so much harder.
Yeah.
It's so much harder.
You actually have to get the water
in the pot.
Yeah. A sprinkler system shooting into a pot is not enough.
No, no.
Yeah. And so many times as the plants grow up around it, those little drips and spray heads get blocked. And so mm-hmm. half the pot's not getting water.
Yes.
I mean, you have to look. And you have to go and supplement with a good drench every once in a while. I like the drip idea. I like the little spray heads in the pots. But
as a helper.
You need as a helper, as a babysitter, not a parent.
Yeah. Oh, that's a great way of putting it. Yeah. Exactly.
And you know, a lot of things, you know, not only do pots require more water, they require more fertilizer.
Correct.
Yes. Because every time you water, fertilizer moves out of the bottom of the pot.
Okay.
So you have to replenish that.
Yeah, it's always a good reminder. Yes. And like Kelly said, it's almost easier to put them in the ground. But just know, you know, what you're getting yourself into. Yep. And just remember where that plant is and what it needs.
Yes. Exactly.
And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We are having a blast here. You can call Kelly at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. She is your Home Show Garden Pro expert from Plants for All Seasons. And Sherry is here also to answer your questions after this.
Made in America, a simple idea that means everything at Mueller Metal Roofs and Buildings. It means local branches, dealing with friends and neighbors you trust. It means innovation, leading the way with better solutions. It means caring about our products and even more about the people who use them. It means pride in a job well done. Mueller, made in America, made to last.
We believe gardening should be fun. The Home Show Garden Pros are here for you with advice and everything you need to be a better gardener. Sienna Mulch, everything to give your yard a beautiful start. Sienna Mulch off 521 in Rosharon. Nelson's Plant Food, Texas-made targeted nutrition, helping your plants grow stronger. Feed your plants. They're hungry. Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 281-833-3333.
Okay, you want Yard of the Month, don't we? Well, now's a good time to think about aeration. You know, I don't want to get out there and rent a machine and get it home and do the work because it is a very physical intensive job to aerate that lawn. Well, guess who we have that you can call? Best Choice Lawn Aeration. That's who you want to start with. You can aerate your lawn once or twice a year. All you have to do is pick up the phone and call Ricky from Best Choice Lawn Aeration. He has been doing this since 2009. This guy is focused and he is a hard worker. I love it because you pick up the phone, you call him, he's going to come out, have you tag your sprinkler heads if you have any heads, and then they do everything from there. They're going to come out and they're going to aerate your lawn. Now, why do we want to aerate? You've heard the Home Show Garden Pros talk about why we aerate a lawn. It's going to break up that tough and dry, compacted soil. It's going to help with that. It's going to help with allowing the air and the water and the nutrients to circulate. So Ricky and his team is your best choice for aeration. Give them a call. They are in all of the greater Houston area. Best Choice Lawn Aeration, 713-890-9977, 713-890-9977, Best Choice Lawn Aeration. Go to homeshowgardenpros.com for more information.
I mean, when somebody does one thing, they do it the best, right?
Yeah.
Like he's just doing aeration and compost top dress. So. And everybody should be getting that on their calendar for the fall. Mm. You know, anywhere from August to the end of September would be great because the grass is still in that active growth state.
Okay, great.
But we want to get oxygen down in that soil before our fungal season sets in, which is the fall.
Right. We're going to be talking about brown patch then, so let's get ahead of it. Yuck.
Yeah, I know. That'll be our next issue. Yeah. Right now we're seeing chinch bugs, so.
Okay, I was going to ask you about that. Mm-hmm. But let's go to the chinch bug after we talk to Scott, because Scott's hanging on and wants to talk to Sherry and Kelly. Good morning, Scott. How are you?
Good morning.
What do you have for Sherry and Kelly?
I recently had planted a 40-gallon oleander that's about 12 to 15 feet high.
Wow.
The landscaper told me that I should be watering it daily, and so I've been doing so for the last 2 weeks, about 15 to 30 minutes a day. And I noticed yesterday that the leaves are starting to turn yellow. So my question is, am I watering it too frequently?
Yes, you can go ahead and start backing off on that watering. It sounds like you've got it in. The roots are getting nice and deep. And the yellow leaves are, you're exactly right. It is a sign that there's too much water there now. So go ahead and back off. Hopefully you don't get tons of this rain, but you do get some of it for your oleander's sake. And then also, like we've been talking about this morning, root stimulator will help that oleander establish nicer and help any stress that it's under being newly planted.
Great. I was afraid to put anything on it because of the heat that we're experiencing now. So
sure.
I'll go ahead and do some root stimulator.
Excellent.
But it's blooming extremely well, and so all the other aspects of the tree seem to be fine.
Good.
So anyway, well, thanks. I appreciate your help once again, and enjoy the rest of your morning.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Have
for
a great
calling.
4th of July.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like a beautiful oleander.
That's a big oleander.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Wow, that landscaper. I hope he had a machine to dig that hole. Oh, my gosh.
And that's true. He wants to definitely nurture that. You don't want to lose something that's
yeah,
that
and, you know, if it was like, is it too much or not enough? You know, too much, you usually see the yellow leaves. So not enough, you'd probably see a wilt. And then
the
you
blooms,
would get some yellow.
The blooms would start going away and shriveling up. So,
yeah.
Right. And he's loving it a lot. So that's good.
Okay, so back off on the water a little bit.
Yeah. And now we have Freddie on the phone. We'll go ahead and take Freddie's call. Freddie, good morning. What do you have for Kelly?
Oops, Freddie's still talking.
Freddie's still on the call screener. I jumped the gun.
That's but okay. That was my fault.
Now we have Freddie. There we go, Freddie. Good morning. What you got for Kelly?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good, thank you.
Good. So I recently planted some Texas sage in my backyard, and from the ground up, my roots are starting to turn brown, and I'm not sure. I kind of think I'm getting caught up in between my lawn not needing to be watered as often. I mean, my lawn needing to be watered, you know, pretty regular, but the Texas sage not so much.
Right.
And I'm just trying to figure out what can I do to save them? I mean,
so you're exactly right. That's a typical sign on them when they are having too much water. So I'm assuming it's on a sprinkler system with the lawn.
So I don't have a sprinkler system.
Oh, good.
I have a portable, you know, system that I set up and, you know, water my lawn. But it's just the fact that my Texas sage is, my landscape is right along the back fence.
Uh-huh.
So when I do water, it you know, my system catches everything. It catches the whole backyard.
Well, yeah. So you are going to have to figure out a way to direction the water away from that sage, because they are, once established, very drought tolerant. They don't like to have wet feet. So anything you can do to not have the water going towards him so much, that will help. Again, for everybody today, the word is root stimulator for these plants that are in stress and the roots that are in stress. It will help immensely when things are not getting too much water, not enough water, or newly transplanted. It's going to make a huge difference in the stress level that the sage is enduring right now.
Okay, so there, like I said, it's pretty, you know, not all the way up, but maybe you know, a quarter of the way up, it's starting to turn brown. So
yes, so you can correct the issue.
Directional watering,
right?
I can set that up. What can I do to save?
Well, not watering it too much. That's going to be the best thing you can do.
And hit it with that root stimulator.
And hit it with the root stimulator.
Once you feel like it, like the stress is off of it, then you can hit it with like a tree and shrub food.
Okay, so go with the root stimulator first.
Yes. Correct.
And water that in, and then just back off.
Correct.
Back off your water. And once you start to see like a little bit of leaf recovery in that browned out area, then you can hit it with some tree and shrub food. Because that's like, okay, we're not stressed anymore. We got the water figured out. Now let's push some top growth on it. But you don't ever want to push top growth when our roots are stressed.
Oh, okay. So that's why the root stimulator first.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay, so root stimulator first. And then the top girl.
You got it.
Okay. Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. You guys have a great day.
Thanks Freddie. We're all in unison here.
We are. Now we need to get the phone number in unison.
Okay. 281-833-3333.
It's so easy.
It really is.
And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We've had some great calls, and I have learned so much today. It's just amazing. I'm making my little list here every time they give me another hint of something to do. So feel free to give us a call, and Sherry and Kelly have all the answers for you. And if they don't, they're they're going to work through it with you. So this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We will return after this.
Because it's been so hot, you may be spending more time with your indoor plants rather than the outdoor. The good news is that MicroLife offers outstanding organic liquid fertilizers for both. MicroLife's Orange Label Biomatrix 713 is the go-to liquid for all your indoor plants, providing them complete nutrition without risk of damage. Use just a bit every time you water. And for outside, add MicroLife's Super Seaweed. The leaves and roots absorb the nutrient-rich liquid, immediately giving them an instant healthy boost. MicroLifeFertilizer.com. Healthy plants. Healthy food. Healthy people.
Hello, my sweet child. We need to chat. I've noticed you're not taking care of your things. I want you to have the best, but you need to do better. So before you run off, let's clean up this mess together and make a happy, healthy home for you and our children.
Will you answer Mother Nature's call? Make a positive difference. Support Earth and our future. Give your time or gifts to OBA, the Organic Horticulture Benefits Alliance, at OHBAonline.org.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
And happy 4th of July weekend. This is Home Show Garden Pros, and you have been listening to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. I hope you've enjoyed your cup of coffee and your orange juice with us. It has been a blast. I have learned so much from these Home Show Garden Pro experts and my co-host, Miss Sherry Hera. So it's super fun to have her co-hosting the show. And then we've had Kelly here from Plants for All Seasons.
Which is super fun having my sister in the house.
I know. Thanks, Sherry. You can tell there's such a great dynamic. But before I go to Plants for All Seasons, I want to quickly remind folks that Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens, west on I-10, exit Fort Bend, Fort Bend Road, right off of I-10, they are having their Ding Dang sale. And it starts tonight at 6:30. There's 50% off on many items. They have food. They have music. It's a wonderful event to get some great deals and to fill up those shelves. Find a new pot. Enjoy their water gardens. Mm-hmm. So it's tonight at Nelson's starting at 6:30. So, Kelly, this was your first time as the Home Show Garden Pro host from Plants for All Seasons.
Yes.
And how do you feel?
I feel okay. Oh, you survived. I was definitely nervous, but yeah.
Isn't it fun?
It is fun. Okay. It is fun.
You're perfect, and you've got such great information and energy. And so when you head out, you're going to work today.
I'm headed straight there.
Yep.
Yes.
So what's going on at Plants for All Seasons this weekend?
We have a lot going on. We've started a clearance area of things that – quite honestly, I'm just tired of looking at.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
I'm watering. So, but I mean, that's to all of our customers' benefits.
Yeah.
I mean, these are super reduced. Like, I'd be surprised if there's anything that's not 70% off or more.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like, I'm like, oh, let's tag that at this. It's like, So things are priced to move. That's
priced
for sure.
To move.
But also, I mean, we bring in fresh material every week, which surprises people even in this heat. But I mean, we keep the nursery beautiful and going.
Yes.
Sherry keeps the chemicals and all the solutions restocked in soil. So, I mean, we're a full ready to go nursery year round.
Right.
So,
It's full, and you're right. When you walk in there, even on July 1st, you are going to have so much to choose from. And we can still get out there and plant. It's just you have to know where we're going to plant it and what it's going to need. And just go from there.
Water.
Yes, and water. But Kelly, we did have some calls where some folks were overwatering.
Yeah, there were a few.
Yeah.
And it does happen.
Yeah.
But you just got to pay attention to what's going on in your yard.
Right. And you can call Home Show Garden Pros. You can email Home Show Garden Pros. You can go to our
Visit.
Home Show Garden Pros.
Come see me.
Yeah, all of them. So you can load up on your garden shelf, or you can go in shopping for plants.
Yes.
So that's what we encourage. We love all of our Home Show Garden Pros, Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens, Plants for All Seasons, Enchanted Forest, Nature's Way Resources, and Spring Gardens Nursery, all beautiful locations.
And all independently owned and operated. And it's Independence Day weekend.
Oh, there you go.
So support your independent. Get out and go to your favorite Home Show Garden Pro.
There we go.
Everybody be safe, and Home Show Garden Pros will return after this.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home.
Ah!
Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
I'll listen to your show forever. God bless.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
Homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.